Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Greg Silberman with CIOs and Bowties. And as promised, I told you we were going to get deeper and deeper into the cannabis space. And we are lucky enough to have John McMullen on the line with us. John is the CEO of LGC Capital, a very unique and interesting business as far as I could see. A bit about John. John has been an advisor to LGC since its listing on the TSX Venture Exchange in July 2016. He has a career of more than 20 years, extensive experience in international capital markets, specific emphasis on advising micro and small cap publicly traded companies, various positions and investment banks, and he's a graduate of the University of Western Ontario. So first, John, let me welcome you onto our podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm glad to be here today.
Wonderful. Now, what is so intriguing about LGC and the company that you've built, John, is I guess the collaboration of international assets in the cannabis space. And so that's hugely interesting to me and to our listeners. You know, we have a fair grasp of what's going on in the United States. That's where most of our allocations have been made. But certainly... Mm-hmm. Interested in, you know, this ensemble of assets that you've put together and what the strategic direction is going forward. So tell us a little bit about LGC, the OpCo versus the investment holding company approach before we dive into details.
Sure, very good. LGC is actually an investment company. It is today. I've said in previous interviews publicly that it's our intention to become an operating company in the near term. I also been, if you look at our global pattern of what we've been doing, we've reached out as far as Australia. We have operations in Canada. We have operations in Jamaica. We have operations in Italy, and we have operations in Geneva. So we have a very good global footprint right now. And we are not, for your listeners, not in the United States. And that is by choice because it is not federally legal at this time. Mm-hmm. And the value that we perceive in the global market space, I believe, is much bigger. For instance, a bank in Toronto, in Canada, by the name of Bank of Montreal, did a research report stating by 2025, the European cannabis market could be worth in excess of $100 billion compared to the United States of $75 billion 3 years later. Now, everything's been advancing very quickly in the United States, and I personally believe that a lot of the, you know, a lot of the players and a lot of the leaders have already been, you know, have already been singled out, which is great for the American public to invest and to use cannabis products. But when you look at the European model and the Australian model and the Jamaican model, the Canadian model, there is a lot of work ahead of us and a lot of opportunity, especially when you look at a populace of the European community being 750 million people. And with that, we have not only medical cannabis opportunities, but we also have what is very well known and has been in multiple publications of a product line called Cannabis Light. And we work with companies such as Verity and also with Easy Joint. And to date, we have over 1,000 points of sales, locations and stores between those two countries, bringing cannabis products, especially Cannabis Light products, which is low THC CBD products for consumers to enjoy.
Okay,
John, is a growing market.
Okay, I appreciate that, and you're stealing all my thunder right now, John. We've got a little distance to travel here, so let's just set up the conversation a little bit better for our listeners. So, LGC essentially has very high growth areas, you know, grow operations. So I just want to spend some time defining what those are, and maybe you can just, again, from the layman's perspective, talk to us about, you know, the different type of grow operations. So what exactly is canopy? What exactly is greenhouse? And what exactly is, you know, undercover?
Sure. Perfect example is in Jamaica. We have one of the largest growing operations in the country there. It's a combination of outdoor grow and indoor-outdoor greenhouse. It's 6 acres, and it's already got, it has just over 12,500 plants that are flowering for harvesting very soon. The same goes in Italy, for instance, with Easy Joint. We have indoor and outdoor growing as well. Easy Joint actually supplies the seeds to over 300 farmers throughout the country and provides Easy Joint with cannabis like leaves and buds.
Okay. So the assumption here is that outdoor growing is probably less less scientific, but maybe cheaper per gram versus indoor and under lights. Would that be correct?
That is correct. It's less intensive, but we grow in areas where you have, for instance, in Jamaica, over 12 hours of sunlight. So it's naturally grown, sun-grown, and it's very, very cost-effective and high quality.
Okay. Okay. So, and the reason I wanted to just start with that, just so you know, is, you know, I want to understand the strategic direction you're taking the business and whether it's, you know, just going to be a massive grow operation for export or for local consumption, et cetera. So let's now go country by country where you have various assets, if that's okay. And love to hear your perspective on what's going on, because another thing we realize is that the regulatory environment is completely different in different jurisdictions. So let's begin with area you'd already mentioned, Jamaica. Tell us about what's going on with you guys and with the industry in Jamaica.
Well, the industry in Jamaica, it actually has, as your listeners would understand, a very long history in the cannabis market, or the ganja market. And what we're doing there is that we are growing medical plants. Our license allows us to plant 200,000 plants at site. So there is expansion there that's available to us. We're working with extractions, we're working with growing the product, and we'll be supplying the local markets, but also as channels open up, we'd be looking to export that product globally when the CLA, the licensing authority, allows us to move that forward. And we're seeing channels open up, so it's very exciting for us there. And it's not only just buds and leaves, but also the oils, which is what consumers are looking for. So that's Jamaica in a very short summary.
Mm-hmm. When you say medicinal, is the distinction that it's mostly CBD orientated flower or THC, or not? There's no differentiation at for medicinal.
Well, in Jamaica, it is medical, so it is high THC product that is for the medical market. So it's for patients, it's for users that are having medical prescriptions and such that I think a lot of Americans can relate to.
Got it. Okay. All right. Now, I know an area that you are very excited about is Europe, Europe in general, Italy and Switzerland specifically. And I've heard a lot about Italy. I've heard some fascinating stories about, just anecdotally, that the Italian government, I think, first gave the Italian army the right to hemp and marijuana and to distribute it or whatever. So tell us about what's going on in those countries.
Exactly. The Italian government the military actually grows the high medical THC products, but the companies that we work with is in nutraceuticals and low THC, for instance, 2% and the 0.2%, and the government just allowed it to go to 0.5%. So that opens up the doors for a myriad of different products that are available. And when your listeners are thinking about products, let's take a look at it here. You have leaves, buds, and if anyone goes to Easy Joint's website, they'll notice that they sell buds, they sell tinctures, they also the oils, and they also have a myriad of food products, which are hemp-based. But as the governments open up to more medical or high THC in time, I believe that will happen in time, then you'll see a much more broader range of products. But as it stands now, Easy Joint, in my opinion, for instance, they even have a beer that has 0.4% CBD, which is quite incredible.
And that's the Italian market?
That is the Italian market. And the Italian market, go ahead, ask your question, please.
How big is the Italian market for cannabis?
Well, we have a population of 69 million, but you not only have that, you have also a lot of tourists that come into the area. I believe that it is becoming a major hub for the European market. And when we're looking, as I said earlier, $100 billion valuation for the entire European market, Italy being one of the countries that allows this now, it is actually becoming a major part of that, and it will grow in time.
Mm-hmm. And so just for our listeners as well, when you speak about Europe and the regulations, is that at the EU level akin to like a federal level, or is it at the state by state level?
You go by country, but also the EU is there. Case in point, our founders of EasyJoint has actually been working with the EU on regulation and helping them understand how the markets can expand. So LGC Capital, not what we focus on here, just so to give an idea where we're approaches, our approach is to invest in domestic operations globally. And when we partnered with EasyJoint, not only did we get product catalog potential, but we also brought in people who knew the regulations and the channels and how to make sure that everything is consistently compliant with government controls.
Okay. And what does that mean? A company, local companies, I forget the term that you use, investing with local companies globally.
Well, when we invest in a domestic operation that on a global basis, you know, we're a Canadian-based company and we're investing in Italy, we're investing in Geneva. So what we're doing is we're partnering with people who know the language, know the laws, know the processes, know the sales, and we help them grow their businesses. So they get more of a footprint, they get more opportunity, which is more opportunity for our investors to grow with us, because we're investing at low valuations, much lower than what you're seeing out there in the general marketplace. So that allows us to position ourselves for growth in the industry. And I believe that we are in the very early stages of a global, what is a phenomenon, which is the cannabis industry.
And how are you able to achieve those low acquisition valuations?
Well, it's not something that we've done overnight. Our team has been working diligently for the last 2 years. Some of these deals that we've been able to negotiate and solidify have taken as low as 6 months to almost over a year. First of all, we have to find the people, connect with them, and show them that when they partner with us, they're going to grow their businesses. And that's something that they've all signed on for. Mm. Yeah, very creative opportunities. And the other thing too is that you're dealing with people who are specialists, almost like artisans in growing and producing high quality products. Mm-hmm. And LGC brings in the corporate governance and the guidance and the abilities for them to realize their true potential, so we can extract more value from them, and they can benefit from that, and they can grow their businesses, and we can partner.
Yeah, excellent. All right, John, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue our circle around the planet and discuss various markets with John.